Good morning, Joyce. It's Rodman from Family First.
Oh, hi. Oh, y'all got caller ID, huh? How you doing?
I'm very good, very good. Yeah, I had the green light from Tamidi, okay? I'm sending you an email shortly regarding the instructions on how you can clock in and out. I guess you told me that you were working with another company, right? Before, right, with HomeCare.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with an app named HHA Exchange.
Yes. So
okay.
So that's when you call the you dial the number and it tells you press 1 to clock in, 2 to clock out, all of that.
The system works in two ways. First one is for the patient to have a landline, but he does not. That's the process that you are telling me, that you press 1 to clock in, press 2 to clock out, but as he doesn't have a landline, you need to download the app, okay, on your phone. So I'm sending you the information. Correct. That's the way you can clock in currently.
All right. Now, she told me that I was to start today, but I'm at his house now, and he has no internet, so I can't get to my email until later this evening.
Okay, so
let's
do something. In the same email I'm about to send you, like for all the general information about the job position, there is going to be a link below that's called timesheet link, okay? You fill it out, and we count it as of today shift, okay? So, yeah, so we can have at least your today shift entered, and when you finish your shift, I mean, like, tomorrow you can start, like, logging in, like, normal and everything. And another thing, just as a quick heads up, because, I mean, this is all going to be in the email, please have in mind that whenever the patient is admitted into the hospital, that's when the services stop, because, I mean, you know, we don't pay, I mean, insurance don't pay for two providers. And the second thing is, like, whenever the patient is out, because, I mean, you can go to appointments with him, take him to errands, that's fine. The only detail is that the clock in and the clock out must be at his place every time. If you need to modify the schedule, as you told me yesterday, that maybe you need to start earlier today, just text me, hey, I need to start early today so I can be at home and, like, do the clock in, whatever. Or you need to swap your hours with another caregiver, just let me know and I'll be here in that adjust.
Okay.
So
you said I have to download it to my phone.
Correct.
Right?
That's the way.
Okay.
Okay, so expect the email shortly. I'm preparing it right now as we speak. And then, I mean, just read it over. It has all the instructions, everything. If you need paper time, this is going to be included over there. And, yeah, that's pretty much of it. Do you have any other question?
I don't think so. What's the pay time?
The rate.
Is it every 2 weeks, every week?
Oh, every week.
No, she gave me the rate.
Okay, you would receive it every week. If you start today, remember that the pay, I mean, for us, it's a week over, so you will be seeing this money next Friday, okay? And then on.
Okay.
All right.
So every week. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Thanks,
were you
God.
Able?
So I'll see.
Sorry. And were you able to set a direct deposit with Tamidi when you started?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Yeah, you just,
and
like,
I also, I think Tamidi or you, someone sent me an email to get into the portal type thing to look at my hours. So I did that last night or early this morning.
I guess you mean your pay stubs, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If I ever needed one, yeah. So
Perfect. Again,
I'll see that email sometime this afternoon, whenever one of them relieves me. So
no problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Thanks, Rodney.
You're very welcome, Ms. Joyce. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.